Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast, Froggy the Gator. And like we always say during these, have you told your friends about Froggy the Gator? Because, say it with me now, that is the best way to help our show grow. And guess what? No, seriously, guess. Guess what I'm going to say next. If you guessed we're going to start today's show with a joke, you are correct! And actually, we have three jokes today, since you all are sending in so many, and I want to try to get to everyone. I'm going to read three from our great listeners today, and the first one comes from our listener Declan, who is 4 years old, and this one, oh, wow, that's all I can say is wow. This one is a doozy, it's a knee slapper, which means it is so funny it will make you slap your knee laughing, and it goes like this. Declan asks, what do you call a gator in a vest? What do you call a gator in a vest? Think about that and think about the word gator and the word vest specifically. The question is, what do you call a gator in a vest? And the answer is, an investigator. Oh, Declan, what a winning joke that is. It's achingly funny. So thank you, sir, for that. And our next joke comes from our listener, Cade, who is 5 years old. And this one is a knock-knock joke. So as you know, when we get a great knock-knock joke on the show, I read them like I see them. So here is Cade's knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Who's there? Little old lady. Little old lady who? I didn't know you could yodel. Because little old lady who sounds like the classic yodel, yodel-ay-hee-hoo. And there you have it. That's Cade's masterclass in knock-knock joking. Funny as ever. Thank you, my friend. And finally, our third joke comes from 6-year-old Ellie and her brothers Ben and Jonah. And this one goes like this. How do you dance with a tissue? How do you dance with a tissue? And the answer is, you put a little boogie in it. Okay, Ellie, Ben, and Jonah. Thank you for that one. A little bit of gross out humor, but not too gross. And thank you all for sending in so many great jokes. We're going to keep putting them in the show. And our story idea was inspired by one of our listeners, Soren. And it starts right now. Froggy the Gator was sitting around in his living room, wishing he had something to do. It had just started raining outside, and he was going to be stuck inside for the foreseeable future. The words of Daddy the Gator echoed in his ears. If you're feeling bored, son, it's just your mind's way of saying that you should go and create something new. So Froggy was determined not to feel bored. He would not be bored. He was going to create something new. He just didn't know what. Just then, his doorbell rang. It was Mr. Hummus and Worm Bird and Tomato Hedgehog. They had all been riding bikes around the neighborhood when it started raining, and so they stopped in Froggy's house to see if he had any lemonade to drink. Because everybody knew Mommy the Gator always made the best lemonade, so the guys were pretty sure they'd find some at Froggy's house. And sure enough, they were right. So the friends all sat in Froggy's dining room kitchen and thought about how they could stop feeling bored and create something new like Daddy the Gator always said. Then Froggy looked through the doorway to his living room. He looked specifically at the furniture. Wait a minute, guys. I think I've got it. If we're feeling bored, we have to create something new, right? That means we have to build something that didn't exist before, right? And look, in the living room, are you seeing what I see? And all the friends looked in awe and almost all at once said, a pillow fort! And with that, the friends ran into the living room as fast as they could. We're going to build the biggest fort ever, Mr. Hummus said, as he started gathering pillows from every piece of furniture. I'm going to get a sheet from upstairs to make the roof and the walls, Froggy announced. I'm going to work on finding some dowel rods so we can make the frame, Tomato Hedgehog said. And I'm going to fly up in the air with my bug wings and perform aerial surveillance of our construction site, Wormbird added. And so the guys started building. They built and they built and they built. They stacked pillows. They carefully positioned dowel rods that Tomato Hedgehog had found in the laundry room for drying clothes. They coordinated the interiors so everyone had a special seat to make important Pillow Fort Clubhouse decisions. And after about 30 minutes of serious construction, they stood back to look at their masterpiece. It was incredible. They couldn't believe what they'd achieved together. It stood tall enough for all four boys to be inside at once. It had an awesome door that they could prop open or keep shut for privacy. It had really great pillow seats for all of them to sit on and have clubhouse conferences. It was, without a doubt, the greatest pillow fort that Gator Grove had ever seen. And the boys couldn't wait to get inside and begin conducting their important business. I, Froggy the Gator, hereby call to order this inaugural meeting of the Pillow Fort Council, the four friends. Do we have a quorum? And a quorum is basically the number of people necessary to conduct a meeting, and usually it's like two-thirds of the members of a group or something. And since all four of the friends were present after they'd built the clubhouse, they decided that they did indeed have a quorum, and they could therefore proceed with their important business. I motion, Mr. Hummus said, as a first order of business today, that all lemonade shall hereby be pink lemonade, as opposed to the traditional yellow. Do I have a second? And Wormbird seconded Mr. Hummus's motion, which put the motion up for a vote, to which Froggy ascended and Tomato Hedgehog dissented, which means he said no, because everyone knows he really likes yellow lemonade. But the motion passed anyway. I motion, Wormbird said, that ice cream should be the official food of our clubhouse. Do I have a second? To which everyone agreed, and that motion passed. I motion, Froggy the Gator said, that we should include Gershwin in our clubhouse proceedings. Do I have a second? And everyone agreed except for Wormbird, who was still kind of mad that Gershwin was always causing trouble in their imaginary games, but the motion passed anyway, and Froggy ran up to his bedroom and grabbed Gershwin, and then he joined the clubhouse too. After conducting the important business of the day, the four friends proceeded to pull out Froggy the Gator's binders full of basketball and baseball cards, which they all took turns looking at, and picking out their favorite ones to trade and to organize by team and by conference, and to analyze the stat performances of their favorite players. The four friends were all having a great time playing in their clubhouse and conducting their important business meetings and looking at sports cards, but just then, when they weren't expecting it, when they were least expecting it, in fact, something happened. They felt the walls of the clubhouse start to shake. They saw the top start to waver, and they saw the flap on the door swing open back and forth, and then the clubhouse fell. It collapsed, and all that was left in its place was a pile of sheets and pillows, and who other than Baby the Gator, of course. Toddling around, knocking things over, and not paying any mind to what his big brother and his friends were doing. Baby the Gator, Froggy said, completely infuriated that his clubhouse had fallen. I'm calling Dad. Dad, Froggy the Gator yelled. Come in here, quick. Baby the Gator knocked down our clubhouse. And Daddy the Gator walked into the living room to see what was going on. We were just trying to do like you always say, Dad. If you're bored, that's your brain telling you to go create something new. So that's what we did. We built this clubhouse, but then Baby the Gator came in and knocked it down. And Daddy the Gator just laughed. Well, son, as you know, Baby the Gator is, well, a baby. And he doesn't really know what he's doing most of the time. But there's another important lesson about this situation as well, Daddy the Gator continued. One of the things about creating new things is that sometimes the things you create don't last. They might get messed up or tossed out or torn apart, and that's all part of the process. And the main thing to remember is that no matter what, you can always start rebuilding again.